In the this parasha in Vayera, we have the final nisayon of Avraham Avinu, the nisayon of Akedah. So there's a chazal over here. There's a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says like this. It starts at nisayon asiri. So this was the final Nisayon, this was the 10th Nisayon. So he says, He was testing Avraham all the time to see if he could keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah. It's a little bit hard to understand. In other words, I understand that mitzvahs require a level of mitzvahs nefesh, and nisyonos test the person. So we ask ourselves if a person could be oimed in nisyon or not. So we say, okay, we've tested him a lot of times. He seems to have the metal that's required. But there's a diuk hadvarim over here. It says, "Hayinas leidi imyochal lamad lishma es kol mitzvois sashal Torah." It was a test to know if he could stand, if he could accomplish or do all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And he's medayik because it says, "Mishmartim mitzvois chokreis v'sorei sayin." We dash in each one is the Torah shabeksav, Torah shabalpeh, and so on. So we're, Mela. If you tested him on every single aspect of, in other words, you try him with Shefer, you try him with Lulav, you try him with, for instance, if I take somebody for a job and I want to know if he's capable of doing the job, so I have two ways I can go. I can say somebody who's worked for a few years and he seems to be a capable person, and if he's a capable person, he'll probably, good chance of being able to do the job. That's one way. A second way is the job requires 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 these specific skills. Let's test each one. So the mashmas of the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar is he wanted to know if he could do all the mitzvahs. And it's a certain inyan of 10 nisyonis and, a certain shlemus. But mechateisa, you have all the mitzvahs covered. If you really needed to test each particular item, you'd need 613 nisyonos. If you want to generally say, that we want to see if he's a spiritual enough person, a strong enough person to do the mitzvahs, so she said, "Leidas liboy im yochol lishma mitzvah seir shal Torah." The lashon as kol mitzvah seir shal Torah is mashma that it's a test on everything, and yet it's 10 items, very difficult items. But what's the? How does it translate into all? The same Pirkei Rabbi Elazar towards the end over here says that in the Eloi Shol Yitzchak, it says Rebchinir Ben Doisa Oimer Oisa Ha'ayil Lo Yotze Mimena Dovel Levatola. Nothing of the Ayil went Levatola. Afra Shol Ayil Hu Yisoid Shal Gabin Zeh HaPnimi Shem Chiparanus Kodesu HaShana. The offer is the foundation on which says Mizbeach Apnimi. Gidav shal ayim asor k'neg asor nevolim shal kino sheidav menag mehem. The 10 gidin are the 10 nevolim. Oira shal ayil is ezem asner shal yohu. And the shtei karno shal ayil, shayfer shal smoil is har sinai and shal min is las lavai. So that Chazal tell us that all the inyanim chashuvim in Klal Yisrael were through the aisle, I understand. So if Chazal would say, Afrishal aisle is the Yisoid, this is this, okay. There's a different knetch here. It says, that nothing was wasted from it. In other words, instead of saying that it was such a tremendous event and many wonderful things come out of it, nothing was left wasted. So what's the point of the Chazal over here? It's sort of environmentally sound policy of not wasting any part of the aisle. What are Chazal trying to express with that? That everything, nothing was wasted. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel, and it's strange, the drush of it. It says like this: Vayhi dvar Hashem elai leimur ben Adam. The people who are sitting at the churban of Eretz Yisrael, I guess erev the churban of Eretz Yisrael, or the people still remain after the churban, hoping to hold on to it. Oimrim leimor, they reason. They have a certain kal v'chaima. They say echad hay Avram by yirash ha'aretz. They make a kal v'chaima that Madach Avraham Avinu was only one. We who are many would certainly get Eretz Yisrael. Lachein amor lehem koyim Hashem lekim al adom teichelu veinechem tisol gulalechem v'dom tishpachu. You worship Avodah Zarah. You spilled blood. V'aretz tirashu. And so on. Amarta machabchem asisim ta'eva v'shesheret timesim v'aretz tirashu. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, you're full of averus, you're not going to have. So the pshuto shel mikra is that the kal v'chaima was a kal v'chaima of, you know, he was one and was able to conquer it. We are many and certainly can conquer it. They're talking about something physical and so on. Chazal bring here a machloikis. Reb Shimei Choyim Reb Akiva, and it says this is one of the four places that Reb Shimei Choyim learned not like his Reb Akiva. So Reb Akiva says the following. Reb Akiva said, "Ma avichem shle oved aloi elikai ach echad yorsha saaretz Avram Avinu who only worshipped one God." Was zeicha to Yashan Yisrael. Anachnu shariv demaloi was harbe alatzkan v'kama shesarts. We worship many gods. Certainly, will get Eretz Yisrael. Efshim Yechoyim Efshim said, "Uma Avram shalin stav al mitzvah yichidis Yashan Yisrael." Anachnu shesivina kama mitzvah and Yashan Yisrael. Avram Avinu was told only one mitzvah, so, and he was zeicha to Eretz Yisrael. We who are given many mitzvahs certainly should be zeicha to Yashan Yisrael. So, I mean, it's a very, very strange machloikis. Two things. First of all, Reb Akiva's kal v'chaima is really kind of absurd. I mean, what is so stupid? They said, Madach Avraham Avinu has only one God, he's so successful. We have many gods, are more successful. I mean, that's pretty, pretty, I mean... It's pretty outrageous. And what are you thinking? What was the Havamina? What's the point of this dialogue? Did they really think that worshipping many gods? I mean, it's a very cynical kal v'chaima. Reb Shim v'Yechoy's kal v'chaima, on the other hand, raises an interesting question. What is the answer to that? If doing mitzvahs is what's so great and so important, and Avram was the one who is the one who did all these who did only one mitzvah b'tzivui, and we got a mitzvah v'isa, our schus should certainly be greater. It knows the kal v'chaima is left limp. So yes, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says you do plenty of averus. So then going back to the point, the kal v'chaima is not right. Avraham Avinu kept the mitzvah. You guys are failing on all the mitzvahs. But there has to be somewhere along the line. Some sort of havamin at least, and some sort of tfis as why it's different. Besides which, Chazal darshin in many places, many of the times, Chazal and Mishainim, lechur the way the pasuk says echad hay Avram, whichever shita, and we take Rav Shmuel Choy shita as the main shita, it's telling me something legiroin. It's telling me something that's less. A Milo and Avram Avinu. We're saying Avram Avinu only one mitzvah. The Echad Hay Avram is constantly brought as a description of Avraham Avinu, that he was unique. Avraham Avinu is Echad, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. Chazal say, in other words, Avraham Avinu is seen as being the Echad. Echad Avraham is the ultimate title of Avraham Avinu. Whereas in the Pasuk, almost no matter which pshat you learn, it's meant to be Megareah. Avraham was only Echad. So yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back to us that you guys do plenty of Averis, and it's Mevat LeMitzvahs, and I don't care for those mitzvahs with Averis. I understand that half. But it still raises the question of what's the why is Echad Avraham seen as the chshivas of Avraham Avinu as being Echad like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when in this pasuk it's clearly that its meaning is derogatory. Whichever way you'll take it, even the first way where it says Avraham worshipped only one God, so yes, that's the right thing to do. But it's still the sense of the pasuk is not telling the mal use of it. It's as if it says Avraham was only one, and on that we seem to constantly say that it's a mile in it, and this is Avraham Avinu at his most chashuv and so on. So let's think a little bit about this inyan over here. This obviously goes to the it goes to the heart of what the Nekuda that Avraham brought to the world. And let's focus on it a little bit. Avraham Avinu brought the Emuna of Hashem Echad into the world. That Hashem is Echad. The Emuna in Hashem Echad is not klapi believing in Shemayim, that Hashem is Echad. It's a sort of a philosophical point. We see many forces in the Bria, but it's only one, and it all comes from one Sheresh, one Nekuda, and so on. Fine. That's the philosophy, that's the theology of it. What? How does that Echad translate itself down into this world? And the answer is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, then there exists nothing in this world other than things that are Elikus. And there is no makom for something else other than that. Let's understand the distinction. If you take an upstanding akum, or a secular person, and you ask him, what is a good person? And you say, a good person is someone that's giving and helpful and contributes to society and sacrifices for society, and he'll list many, many milos and midos tovos. So if a person gives 10% of his time, 20% of his time and his assets, ma tov ma noim, it's wonderful. If you tell him about somebody who gave all his time and everything, okay, that's incredible. But the difference between that and the first person is a difference in quantity. So a person who gives 2 hours of time for other people is twice as good as a person who gives 1 hour, and a person who gives four is four times as good, and a person who gives 24 hours is 24 times as good. That's the difference. So this world has many nekudas in it, has many bits and pieces. You can enjoy some of it, you can give some of it, and that's so there are many, many elements in the world. There's personal satisfaction, personal enjoyment, there is accomplishment, there is many, many different elements that comprise the world. That's the tfisa of a person normally. If a person believes that Hashem is Echad, then there is nothing that has any tachlis but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Torah, for Ruchnius. Marshal Ma'adav Adayim, if a person reads, sometimes a person reads like an account of something or other, a diary. So you'll have many sentences, things there that are, I don't know, the person just writes it, agav shitfei. When you have a test where you're given a certain paragraph and say, reading this paragraph, answer the following questions, you're going to assume that every single element is important. That if there seems to be a sentence there that's that doesn't seem to have shaykhis, it probably has some sort of a qualifying effect on the rest of the paragraph. You better read it carefully and ask yourself, what shaykhis does it have? There's nothing there that's just stam because it happened. So when a person films a video of an event, you get all sorts of random stuff. He just was standing with a camera, and the random stuff that happened is on it. If a person puts together a movie, he puts together the elements that he feels are to be used in the story, however it is. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, then there is nothing in the world that can remain outside of it. And if it remains outside of it, then it's something, then it's a different world of belief or tfisa. It's a different perspective on the Bria. The Bria is a great place, it's a big universe with lots and lots of opportunity for doing good. But the difference between that and Kuloi Kaj is a whole different world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Krisis Bris with Avram was as Halakha Fane Veye Samim. The word Samim doesn't mean Shleimus in the term of perfect no averis, because another Ein Tzadik Baratza Shalai Yechta. There's no such thing. But it says there were five Avarim that were outside of a person's control before Bris Mila. That's why it's called, with the Bris Mila, it's called Avram. Halach Lefanu Ve'Samim, it means it's something that the entirety of the person will be wrapped around. The entirety of the person is going to take in the entire person will enter, will be circled by the ring of Avodas Hashem. That's what Halach Lefanai VeYisami means. So Avraham Avinu's Hakara of Hashem Echad was finalized not only not just that he did a lot of mitzvahs and he was Mak Hashem's Echad and he smashed Avodah Zarah. That's fine. Smashed Avodah Zarah is very fine. But when the entirety of Avram was taken around with Avodah Hashem, that's called Samim. And that's Halakha Lefanu VeYisamim. And when his entire Mohus, the Ramach Ivarim, come under the roof of Avodas Hashem, that's when Avram becomes Avram. So the Hakara of Hashem Echad is not only a Hakara of, it's not just a theological distinction between many and one. It's the person's Metzias. If there's only one God, there's only one person. And the person has one Tafkid and only one Tafkid, and that's supposed to take in everything. There's nothing that this is downtime if it's part of a necessity for uptime is means something. If it's meant to be an exception to rule, it has no makom. Echorei Avram. So let's go back to the machloikis of the people, the Kal V'chomer. Let's go back to the absurd Kal V'chomer of he worshipped one God, we worship many gods. And let's think and understand the point over here. If there is no big circle that takes everything around, and everything is not part of one picture, so Lamashal, let's give an example. Imagine that I need to give. Imagine that a person needs a certain medication to cure a certain disease. And besides the medication, he takes hati also, or he takes something else also. It doesn't hurt, and it can help. In other words, there's never a stira between adding something to the rasta to get something accomplished for my neighborhood, I need to lobby people. So being moisif, so I lobby the local people, and I lobby the state people, and I lobby the federal people. worse comes to worse, you say it wasn't necessary. It was unnecessary, but it certainly is not it's like not megareya. So in the picture that we normally have of normal things in the world, there is no kol ha'moisiv megareya, because each one is its entity to itself. So when we talk about worshipping one God and many gods, if God is a koyach, so at best, at worst, the other koyaches are not the koach. Okay, so I lobbied the person who can help, and I lobbied the person who can't help. So I didn't lose anything. In other words, roiv is always better than echad. So you say, just to make sure, I worked very hard on lobbying this person, Pliny, and also did Almaini and Palmaini, because maybe. That is definitely better. So if I ask somebody, is it better to lobby just Pliny, and Almaini and Palmaini is also important? I'll say, listen, the person that's important is Pliny, it's futile. That's the worst is futile. Let's take an example where I have an amount of time to spend, and it's either or. Either I spend it on him, or I spend somebody else. Let's say, let's take an example. Let's say I'm in a case where, in a country, a person is supposed to be a loyal citizen. So I promise my loyalty to this country. I serve in the armed forces, and I pay taxes, and I work for it. But I also do allegiance to other countries. I serve in other army, and I give money also. It's not a toisefes, it's a giroin. In other words, the nature of sovereignty is that nothing but my country exists here. This is it's United States territory, it's only United States. And by going and doing something for someone else, I'm a megareya, because that itself is an akira from that concept. So when a person goes, and a person, so in the type of situations where something is supposed to be total, in America is supposed to be total American sovereignty. So if I go and I also help another country, that automatically it takes away from it, and it's a chisarim. The people in Yechezkel's times who had this debate, the tfisa, they were saying, why is something else megareya from Hashem? The problem is then the tfisa of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wrong. The tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a koyach amongst koyaches. So best you can tell me the other koyaches is a waste of time, it's nonsense. Or maybe I'm losing time. Instead of doing 24/7 this, I'm doing a little bit also something else. But not more than that. But that itself is the hefech of what Hashem Echad is. That itself means that I view HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a koach instead of the totality of everything. And b'meila, that's where their terrible problem lay. The second one, Rav Shem Bei Choy's tfisa, goes to the heart of mitzvahs. We think that if we have many mitzvahs, we're better than Avram, who has one mitzvah. Let's go to the Chazal. It says, Bo Chavakuk v'midan al achas. What does Bo Chavakuk v'midan al achas mean? It means that Chavakuk showed me that all mitzvahs can be seen as one inyan. L'moshel, if a person boils down all the mitzvahs to doing Ratzon Hashem, that's a maila. It's not the pshat, well, I have 365, 613, 248 mitzvahs. I have one mitzvah. The mitzvah is Ratzon Hashem, and the question is, what is Ratzon Hashem now? Echad Avram had one mitzvah. The Adarabba, having many mitzvahs is one step in the pathway to Avodah Zarah. So Shabbos is there to help the family. Lulav and Esrog is there to appreciate the land and the beauty. Rosh Hashanah is there to introspect. And I start losing sight of the Sheir Shabbos, So yes, each mitzvah has a certain yichud, obviously. But Avram's maila was that all the mitzvahs were one mitzvah. Haloich lefanei v'yei samim. So everything is included. In other words, bris milah is not one mitzvah. It's one in the sense that all mitzvahs come down to a bris between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the maila of it. So the machlokes about Avram and about Echor Avram versus where Oyver Harbe Elohis Vanach Rabbi Menachnu goes to the heart. They have moved away from Avram's Ach Echad by doing this. Mesiras Nefesh and Nesyonis are something that demand more and more of a person. When we do something and say it's hard, there's a certain physical hardship, but if I really want something, so the marshal, if I say something, is I have to walk a block to get it. So it depends how much I want it. A mile. There are things that I would walk 10 miles to get. It's only a question of how much of me I want to expend for this. The Nisyanis were there in order to see if Avram would keep Kol HaMitzvahs. In other words, Kol HaMitzvahs, we weren't being tested on every particular one. 10 is the full complement of the kochos of a person. And we'll see in a second about the Akedah. And therefore, what was tested was how much of Avram's self is he willing to give for mitzvahs? How much of his self is entirety of person? Mesiras Nefesh is the expression of believing Hashem Echad. And that's what we say every day. Shema Yisrael Hashem Kein Hashem Echad. If Hashem is Echad, then there is nothing in our person that is excluded. There's no, I have nothing of myself that I can exclude and say this is not Shaya. So Mesiras Nefesh is not just a high price to pay for it and very difficult. It takes the world of the world of Avodas Hashem and puts it on a very, very different tfisa than just doing many good things. The Nisayin Akedah, it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu told Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ma titenli. In other words, if I have no children, then I have nothing. So Avram Avinu himself expressed that nothing exists to him except for his children. We all spoke about that's part of what Avos means, that this is all that I have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, Binchas Yechidcha Shahafto means I want you to take that object, which is the everything of yourself, and be makriv of it. It's something which is includes the entirety of the person. By Avram saying, Ma titanli, Pemeshek Beisi is Eirshaisi. So this is the entire Ma, this is everything. And on this, the one that's called Yechidcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to give it up. So this was the final test that the Kol Mitzvah, because no matter what I'll ask for, if everything, if your sense is that everything is Shaykh al-Mala, then there's nothing to be left out. That's the oimik of Chazal over here when they said that nothing was wasted from that aisle. It's not the pshat that many good things came out of the aisle. That's not what Chazal say. A lot of times they'll say this connected, this was like this, and this was like that. Chazal say the mohus of the aisle is totality of everything to Hashem. So there could be nothing levatola from it. Everything in it must express itself, because that's what its most was. It's very fascinating. A lot of times you see in Chazal that the Bala Memra of a Maimer, the one who said it, is shayach to it. It says Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa is the one who said this Memra. This is a Memra of Chanina ben Doisa, that there was nothing that was lyric that went to waste from that aisle. On Abchinim Dais, it says that Kol Olam Kuloi is Kayim B'Shvil Chanina Bni, V'Chanina Bni Daila B'Kaf Chavru Me'Avshazar Shabbos. If an example of someone who is Kol Kuloi, he includes the entirety of the world, and it's Kol Kula Hashem Zabchina Daisa. It takes Zabchina Ben Daisa to deher a maima like that. This Torah belongs to B'miyuchat Zabchina Ben Daisa, because that's what Zabchina says Mida was. That's what his Metzias was. Rabbi Akiva, it says, Kol Yom Ayisi Mitztayer, Masi Yavak Pasa Zeri Kaimeno. The Kol Yomai of being Mitztayer means that this includes in itself everything that is, in other words, all of a person's days also need to be included. Kol Yom Yisrael Mitztayer means because Mesiras Nefesh, in as much as it defines the entirety of a person's Metzias, needs to be Kol Yomai. So the Kol Yomai does to Zman what this does to the entire person's kol sanefesh, reflected in, it says Vashem be'erz Avram bakol Avram zokin bo bayomim Vashem be'erz Avram bakol. In other words, Avram's entirety of zman is part of the brach of koil that Avram had, because Avram was able to be maknas everything. That's where it went. One more nekud I want to add. We have the bechol levavcha, which is obvious, the different ritzainis of a person, which comes to play in his sign. We have bechol nafshecha. Bechol moidecha means that it's interesting. You find by stoim that says they were roim v'chatoim l'ashem oid. So it says roim begufam, chatoim b'mamayna. Now, if you take a look at the so the chatoim b'mamaynam is where it says l'ashem ma'oid. You know, that seems to be the worst. If you take a look at the Chazal, they were extremely cruel to people, and they also didn't give tzedakah. Okay, giving tzedakah is important. It's nice. It's chashev. But somebody is cruel the way they were. I mean, what's the erech of the two together? And the answer is sometimes. You know, inyanim shebeguf is a neti in a person. It's a tev in a person. It's a taiv in a person. And that's a certain level of ra. Mamoinam and ma'oidam is something which is more of a perspective. Does any of mine, you know, it's mine versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. It's taiva, a person is just, he has a taiva. Money is something where a person's debating, it's my money. It doesn't belong to, okay, so I'll give X amount, Y amount. It says on Rish Lakish, when he died, he left over Kavod Marika, a handful of karakum, so spice, and he was mitztayer, and he said, Ozbu Chelam Lazarim, that I was Mekayim myself, Ozbuchelam Lazarim. This is something that, why was I not able to incorporate in Vezes Hashem? So, when we go back to the Sheirah Shekal Yisrael and Betzim, we see ourselves, that's our Mohus. We see ourselves as Bnei Avraham. Our Emuna is Shema Yisrael Hashem Ken Hashem Echad. So that's really, in a sense, how we define ourselves. We tend to think of it just as being Mechayev, doing wonderful things and nice things and important things and many mitzvahs and not doing Averis. We tend to think of it that way. Really, that's not Sheva Eva was tzaddikim and Noach was a tzaddik. There were tzaddikim that did many good things and more good things than they did bad things. That was not the chiddush of Avram. And the chiddush of Avram being Makir Hashem is Echad, for us, that we don't wrestle with that issue. It's not an issue wrestling with. It's relatively to be proud that the Goyim believe in some sort of Trinity and we believe in Echad and so on. It's not a Nisayan for us. That's not our Nisayan. Our real Nisayan is what are the implications of Hashem Echad? The Echad Hoy Avram. In other words, Hashem being Echad is fine, but Avram needs to be Echad. We as Bnei Avram need to ask ourselves, are we Mekayim Echrei Avram? And Chazal gave us two directions in that. One direction is many gods or one God. How many things are important to me in my life? If people are loyal on somebody does good. My only choice is to hang out with people that are not interested in my life and so on. All those choices of there are other factors that rule over lives. We don't see it even as a stira. Yes, it's very easy to look at the pasuk and say, what do they think? They have three little avodah zarah in the house, and they say, I'm better than Avram, with only one God. But we also have, in a pneumistic sense, many things that are mashpi on us, many things that we worry about, care about, and it's always at the price of doing what's right. That's almost by definition like that. If it's right, so if people approve of something that I'm doing right, so that has nothing to do with people, that's to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if I'm paying heed to what people think or say or success in some measure that's shaykh to someone else, then there's another God in my life. And we don't even see that as megareya. It's not just a fault. It automatically, as soon as something else, it automatically destroys the understanding of what Hashem Echad is. And you have Reb Shimon ben Yochai's tfisa, where he had only one mitzvah. If everything is Ratzon Hashem, then every minute of a person's life should ask himself, what should I be doing now? And even if it includes working for Parnassa, then the question is, how much? What circumstance? If it includes taking a break, how much and where? What to do? There is nothing. Avram lived with only one mitzvah. And let's remind ourselves, Adam HaRishon lived with one mitzvah. There was only one mitzvah. Mikol Eitzah Shebagan Tochal. Chiluki mitzvahs is in a chayz darga. It's not a maila. Baruch Ava Gemino Achas means I need to understand every mitzvah is the detail. It's like a soldier. What's the job of a soldier? The job of a soldier is to carry out the commands that he's given, the instructions that he's given. That's his job. The particular instruction, a particular moment, is already the detail of it. It's not the mohus. A soldier doesn't have 100 jobs. He has one job, and that is to execute orders that were given. It's a very different tfisa. It means that a person's life, the musig that the person retires, takes easy, it's not time yet, anything like that, that doesn't exist. It means a person's resources, a person's assets. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person's left over the Kavod Marika that wasn't used for good, it's something to be mitztayer for. The full rishis of Stoyim wasn't in their own personal netiyas, that's ra, it's rishis, but that's sort of a psychological part of their personality. But when you're talking about a person's nechasim, when you're talking about a person's assets, in the full sense of the word, then it's a decision a person makes. What does he believe in? What does he think? The maminim in achdos and being maimin in miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an extraordinarily all-encompassing emuna. It's something that requires a person to take in full circle every part of his metzias, his body, his life, his neshama, his time, his assets, everything. And in a certain sense, the person lives with echdos. The person lives, the simon of it is that nothing is wasted. There's not a piece of his metzias that goes for waste. And when a person lives that way, when a person is kol yomei mitzdarim b'chol avavcham b'chol nafshu b'chol moedecha, that's the key of hayesam haloch lefanei hayesamim, that the person's entire mitzias is part of one, and his oneness of purpose in life is the active reflection of Hashem Echad. Shabbos. Yeah.
So, based on that, so what's Pshat like about the Torah where Hashem gave us? So
again, the same Tariq Mitzvahs he gave Anochi V'Loyia is in Piyag Vura, Nemra, and as one, it says Anochi V'Loyia is one and the same. It's and then everything else is already a branch. So just like you know, I pledge to upkeep the laws of the country and to obey the orders, but I do it, what the particular orders are. So now, Kashmir says, under this circumstance, this, and this, and that. But you can never divorce one, you can never get fixated on the mitzvah, for instance, and say, wow, this such one's